There are already more than 80 civil lawsuits connected with the failure of Enron, filed by shareholders to recover losses incurred when the company's stock plunged. These suits are likely to be consolidated into a giant class action proceeding, perhaps the biggest securities fraud case ever. NPR's Barbara Mantell reports that there are three law firms vying to be appointed lead counsel in the case.
The desire to be lead counsel makes a lot of sense. First, there are the fees, according to Jim Newman of Securities Class Action Services, which tracks this kind of litigation.
The lead plaintiff counsel gets the lion's share of the final legal fee award, and then they also get to divide it up amongst the other co-counsel.
And then there is the issue of control. The lead counsel decides who to sue, how to sue, when to settle, and for how much. The federal court in Houston, where most of these cases have been filed, will decide who is to be the lead counsel. It's normally the law firm representing the shareholders with the biggest losses. Some of those shareholders include New York City and Florida public pension funds. They've joined forces and claim a combined loss of $440 million. There is another group of public pension funds from Georgia, Ohio, Washington, and Alabama that claims losses totaling $330 million. And there is the University of California, which says it has lost $144 million. Those are claimed losses. They're not necessarily legal losses. It's up to forensic economists to figure out how much of a stock's decline in price is due to fraud and how much due to market forces. Law professor Marcel Kahan at New York University says it's pretty complicated, and of course the competing economists may not agree.
The lead lawyer would hire, and the lead defense lawyer, and the defense lawyer would hire. So you'll have different experts who will come up with some different estimates. And, you know, if the case goes to trial, then the jury will decide.
The total legal losses for all shareholders could be as high as $20, $25, $30 billion in the Enron case, even more. But many legal experts like Kahan say it's doubtful this case will ever go to trial. And Francis Karam, a partner at the law firm Milberg Weiss, which represents the University of California, says he doubts it too.
This case is so unusual in that so much liability information has come out at such an early stage that it would really not be wild speculation to say that a settlement is likely.
The amount that plaintiffs settle for is typically between 7 to 15% of the legal losses, but even that amount, in this case a couple of billion dollars, may not be available. Attorneys have several parties they can target. Enron itself is not even named in these shareholder lawsuits because it's in bankruptcy proceedings. So lawyers have named the directors and top officers of Enron as defendants, 29 people in all. They have insurance totaling about $350 million, according to Newman of Securities Class Action Services. But this money, Newman says, may not be so easy to get.
The insurance company may also fight payment under that policy because they too can claim fraud and that they never would have issued the policy if they knew what was going on.
Plaintiffs' lawyers also say they plan on going after the personal assets of these individuals. But the deepest pockets are probably at Arthur Andersen, Enron's auditor, also named as a defendant. Jim Newman says Andersen has $400 million in errors and omissions insurance. Andersen and its employees have admitted shredding Enron documents, but executives have claimed at congressional hearings that these were mistakes of judgment, at most negligence. Plaintiffs' lawyers, to win in court, would have to argue that it was more than that, that it was, at a minimum, reckless. But plaintiffs' attorney Francis Karam of Milberg Weiss says the shredding puts more pressure on Andersen to settle.
It devastates the ability of the destroyer of the documents to defend the civil litigation, because when you intentionally destroy evidence, the court can instruct a jury that that evidence may be inferred negatively against your position.
Several legal experts concur that a settlement is likely. It could take 6 months or it could take years. Barbara Mantell, NPR News, New York.